Hello, dear Amelia listeners. You've reached the Amelia Project. Happy New Year. This year, we hope to continue our regular series, but we can only do that with your help. We've started recording Season 5, Part 3, but if you want to help us complete it, please do consider becoming a patron from just $2. And since it's New Year's Day, if you become a patron today, on the 1st of January, I will personally send you an Amelia postcard from Paris to wherever in the world you are. To become a patron, go to ameliapodcast.com and click on Support the Show. Day 8 is dedicated to our patron Florian Bayas, who will use the Dutch railway system to disappear. Legends say that Florian's ghost will reappear in 50 years in some forgotten rural train station, but by then he'll be enjoying his life as a chocolatier in Gothenburg. Thank you, Florian, and thank you to all our patrons.
Oh, my head. Oh, noisy cup. Shh, please, I'm just trying to make coffee. Why is everything so loud? Oh no, my tummy. Oh, I shouldn't have. Oh, I definitely shouldn't have. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Milk. Milk. No black coffee for this tummy. Definitely not. Nope. Where? Oh, shit. We're out.
Oh, do you want it fresh?
What's that?
I can milk some for you.
Oh.
Won't take a minute.
Sure. Thanks.
Well, bring the cup then. That's it.
Oh, too loud.
Sorry. Yeah, see, Nelly just enjoys being milked, don't you, my darling? Yeah, it feels good to have your udders emptied, you know?
I don't.
Right, well, here you go.
Thank you.
Have a good day now.
You too. No. Nah, that didn't just happen.
Good girl, Daisy. Good girl.
What are you doing milking a cow?
And good morning to you, too.
Good morning? Objectively? No. Subjectively? Fuck no.
That bad.
I am not just hungover, I'm hallucinating.
But the New Year punch was delicious, wasn't it?
Ugh. Why do we never learn?
It tasted heavenly.
After the mutating mince pies last year.
Yes, I know, but he has learned from his mistakes.
When the mince pies bit Joey's leg and he got that weird mince pie rabies frothing at the mouth and refusing to wash himself for a month.
And now Kozlowski doesn't bake anymore.
We should have learned never to let Kozlowski near the kitchen.
Oh, punch doesn't count.
Punch does count.
It's not cooked in a kitchen, it's mixed in the drawing room.
Drawing room?
Traditionally, Christmas punch is mixed by the alcoholic aunt that no one wants messing up the Christmas roast, but who needs to be given something to do to not feel left out.
That's a tradition?
That's an upper-middle-class British tradition, yes. You wouldn't know. You studied in Japan.
Well, the punch bowl was mixed by our old aunt. Our old insane compared to this old gal Dr. Frankenstein was a lightweight aunt.
But it was delicious.
Oh, why do you think I had so much? What are you doing?
Milking.
No, that's in my hallucination. What are you actually doing?
Milking?
I'm having auditory hallucinations too. It sounds like you're saying milking.
I'm about to eat a bowl of cereal and the milkmaid had to run an errand.
She needs pads. It's that time of the month.
TMI.
What? Oh, no, not for her. For Daisy. Yes, cow pads are very hard to come by. That's probably why she's taking so long.
Ugh, this coffee isn't working.
Have you come up with a disappearance for Jermaine Hollingworth?
Yesterday I had an idea for a death by hangover, but today I don't wish that upon anyone.
Well, don't worry. I think Kozlovsky has been working on something.
Yeah, I'll go find out. Ugh.
Do you want some milk? There's way more than I need. Daisy's really bursting.
I'm good. Bye-bye, hallucination.
I'm not
Hope to see the real Arthur later. Oh. I wonder if I'm even awake. Alvina.
Amelia, can you
what?
Get me that chair?
Why are you hopping on one foot?
I just need to sit. Thank you. Didn't want to ruin the carpet. Do you have a napkin or something? I stepped right in a heap of poo.
Did the birds shit in your office again? I told you there was no point in trying to potty train them.
Cow dung.
Cow dung?
Well, we knew this was coming. Could you please get me some paper?
Sure. I'll be right back.
That's the whole point, isn't it? Hey, bring the cows.
Of course it is. Did you ask about payment?
Because
you know, lock it in money down.
Yeah, I did, but
excuse.
Sorry, Amelia. Mm. Yeah, it is Amelia, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. I know you're hungover, and here I am gabbing on. Hey. Oh, happy New Year, by the way. I forgot to say that earlier, didn't I?
Yeah.
Root.
I need paper towels. Alvina stepped in some.
Oh, nice. Ugh.
Yeah, so sorry. Ugh. Nelly, Dottie and Clarabelle, well, they've all had the trots lately, so...
No, it looked sort of solid.
Do you need a painkiller? I mean, you don't look too good if you don't mind me saying, and I'm sure the man in the basement could get you some. He gave Clarabelle one earlier. Yeah, he's got cow strength stuff too. I mean, poor Clarabelle's ears, they were ringing from the fireworks. I mean, Clarabelle doesn't like loud noises very much. Do you, Clarabelle?
I'm actually heading down there now. I might need something from him, not painkillers. I need anti-whatever the fuck is going on in my brain killers.
Whatever works for you, love. I mean, what's goose for the gander is grease for the ball. Or some such.
Amelia, is there any space in your office for Magic and her maid? Ah, you got me the paper. Thank you. Ugh. Ugh, cow dung can be really sticky, can't it? Amelia?
You're going up?
Yeah, we are. We're going up. That's right. Well done. Yeah. Yeah. I'm afraid you'll have to back up, innit? Yeah, unless you want to crawl under Bessie, of course, right? Because, well, you've got to be careful, innit, though? Because her teats, they're really ticklish, aren't they? So, in that case, you mustn't touch her, you know? Yeah, because if she starts laughing, she'll shake and jitter, and well, lives might be lost, you know? Yeah, see, Bessie and I would back down, truly, but... Well, Bessie, she doesn't do so well on stairs, does she? No. So, you know, if we have started going up, we kind of have to keep going up. You look agile, though, innit? Look at ya, eh? Cool. I mean, you could crawl under her no problems, eh?
I'll go back up.
Oh, all right. Okay. Come on, Bessie. One step at a time. One more. That's it, girl.
Okay, yeah, just a hallucination, maybe a dream. Probably a nightmare. I am probably still asleep. This is some wild lucid dreaming. It's totally fine, though. Okay, everything's gonna be fine. Amelia, you can do this. Get it together. Jesus.
Magic and Gertie in the workshop. We moved the paddling pool and the swans into the attic, didn't we?
Do you know what Kozlovsky put in the punch bowl last night?
brandy, rum, oranges, nutmeg, cloves, and orangeade, I think.
Oh, no, I'm certain that wasn't all.
Wonderful. One more.
Hi, everyone.
This is Bessie. We met on the stairs. Bessie, meet Alvina. Alvina, meet.
Oh, they have us a greeting.
No, I'm not doing that.
And they all missed you, Bessie. Lady Moon, well done on the stairs. And
I can't be here.
Well done on the stairs.
Okay, yes. Okay, let's just think straight. Priority one, anti-hallucination drugs. Priority two, has Kozlovsky come up with a disappearance for Jermaine Hollingworth? No. Priority one, give Kozlovsky the scolding of his life. Priority two, anti-hallucination drugs, plenty of them. Priority three, why not? Let's check in some painkillers. Priority whatever number we're at now, has he planned a disappearance for today? Okay, let's do this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Kozlovsky?
Amelia, you are awake. After carrying you home last night, I thought you would sleep until dinner.
You carried me?
A fireman's lift.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
It was such a good party, was it not? And Salvatore's firework display. Oh, it was something else.
What did you put in the punch?
Ah, yes, my secret ingredient. You had a lot, am I right?
What? What is it? Tell me the secret ingredient. You deranged quack?
Quack? Quack, 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 quack.
What?
In Kozlovsky's famous punch bowl, there has to be...
Yes?
A tiny splash of...
Yes?
Worcestershire sauce. It gives the punch just that twang of savory which makes it stand out.
Worcestershire sauce? Not... leftover LSD from the mulled wine disappearance?
Why would I put LSD in our punch? Do you not think our lives are mad enough without it?
Well...
Talking of disappearances, I have come up with a lovely death for our friend Jermaine.
Okay.
We have done such surreal and extravagant deaths so far. I wanted to bring it all back to basic.
Sure.
Something simple and mundane. Dial it down, you see.
Yes, sure.
So, I have come up with a brilliant death. By New Year's resolution.
Death by New Year's resolution?
Yes.
How is that dialing it down? How is that bringing it back to basic? How does it even work? A New Year's resolution isn't even a physical thing. Whilst you can have death by screwdriver or shopping bag or bike chain or sex doll, you cannot have death by theorem or apology or color harmony or poetic metaphor. You can't kill someone with an abstract concept.
Why not? Shh. They are not conscious yet.
Who?
Do you want to hear my death by New Year's resolution? I will take that as a yes. Jermaine Hollingworth is the most indecisive of the sisters. According to Alvina's case file, Jermaine changes her mind every 5 minutes. She has been a metalhead and an emo and a b-girl. She went from Christianity to Buddhism to Zoroastrianism. She has dated bad boys, wild girls, squares, and jockeys. Her clothes have been loose and tight, as has her schedule and her coin purse.
She's finding herself. Good on her.
Indeed, and today she will find the ultimate answer in a ball of fruit.
Sorry?
Death by New Year's resolution. This year, Jermaine has decided to become a healthier person. How, you ask? Will she be a vegetarian? A vegan, perhaps? No. When Jermaine changes style, she goes all the way. She has decided to be a fruitarian.
That shouldn't kill you.
Not if you eat real fruit, no. But in a distracted moment, Jermaine will reach out her hand and grab a peach from the vintage wax fruit display on the chiffonier.
She gets poisoned?
By wax fruit? Unlikely. She will choke.
So it's a death by choking. Why didn't you say that right away?
Do you like it?
It's fine, yes, sure, let's do it.
Good. I will tell Alvina.
She's busy organizing a herd of... Never mind.
Before you go, I have to show you something.
What? Oh, by the way, do you have any anti-hallucinogenic drugs?
Amisulpride, ziprasidone, olanzapine, quetiapine.
Sure, any of the peens or the prides?
I do not have any.
Oh.
But we could try something else. Are you having visual or auditory?
Both.
Or tactile, or olfactory, or gustatory, or proprioceptive hallucinations? Or just hypnopompic or hypnagogic? We could try repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation.
Repetitive what?
Repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation. We place an electromagnetic coil on your forehead, which pulsates.
Okay, there's enough pulsating going on in my head today, thank you.
Can I show you my pet project? I am very proud.
Sure.
Look at this. I will switch the heads back tomorrow, but for 24 hours. Crystal Muffin can feel what it is like to be a milkmaid. And her milkmaid can feel what it is like to have super sensitive udders.
You are insane!
I was very proud of my stitch work. It really looks like the cow head grows out of her neck, does it not?
No. I am asleep. This isn't real. Help.
She's awake. How do you like your new body, Crystal Muffin?
Oh my god. Help!
Amelia, as you can see, we managed to gather all the cows and the maids in the hallway.
Oh, minus one, Crystal Muffin's gone hiding again.
Amelia?
Salvatore!
What's wrong? Mamma mia, you look horrible.
Please tell me I'm just dreaming. This is a nightmare, isn't it? None of this is real.
Something really scared you. Did you walk in on Arthur pushing a tube out of the tunnel?
What are you drinking?
This.
Oh, that's not espresso.
I'm having a cappuccino today.
Why?
It's true. Normally I have it black. But cappuccino with fresh milk is really something else. Would you like one? Joey is milking a cow right now.
No!
the Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.